This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former U.S. President Donald Trump with serious crimes, including 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act for keeping classified documents, including those related to nuclear weapons and military attacks. Associated Press correspondent Norman Hall reports the federal indictment contains a detailed timeline alleging violations to the law.
In November 2021, Trump directs his executive assistant and body man, Walt Nauta, and another employee to start moving boxes from a storage room to his residence for him to review. Nauta is charged in the indictment as Trump's co-conspirator. On December 7, 2021, Nauta finds that several of Trump's boxes have fallen, spilling contents onto a storage room floor. The indictment says among them is a document with a secret intelligence marking.
That was AP's Norman Hall reporting. Former U.S. President Trump made his first of two planned public appearances Saturday since his indictment. In an address to a gathering of the Georgia Republican State Georgia's Republican Party State Convention, Trump, as expected, dismissed the charges against him as ridiculous and baseless and a witch hunt. He blasted the Biden administration for prosecuting him over his handling of the documents, and he maintained reelecting him will help put things back in order in Washington.
To the corrupt political establishment, we're going to evict a totally corrupt president, Joe Biden, from the White House. And we're going to finish the job that we started, the most successful presidency.
Trump cast his indictment by the Justice Department as an attempt to hurt his chances of returning to the White House as he campaigns for another term in office. You'll find expanded coverage of this story and all the stories we're covering and events around the world at our website, voanews.com.